We're going to go ahead in prayer and open the call up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time of fellowship, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you for being able to be present to receive a word from on high. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, that they said yes when you called them to start the master's call, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artist International, that Papa De Leon said yes when you led him to start Artist, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to pour into the Des De Leon family, oh Heavenly Father, to continue to give them the ministry of Artists, oh Heavenly Father, to continue to increase their territory, oh God. Father God, we just ask you right now for a special anointing on the man of God, oh Heavenly Father, as he comes forth with the message from on high, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh Heavenly Father, simply because you are God, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for the kings of Artists, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to pour into them as they begin to have their next Kings of Artists event in January, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you, we thank you, and we honor you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. I love you, my TMC family. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Well, praise God. To God be the glory. Welcome, 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 TMC family, to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and it is truly a blessing to greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our founders, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We are still continuing to celebrate our third year of existence here on the Master's Call. And if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you to join us again every Monday through Friday at this divine appointed hour, where your life can be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you begin your day. So if you are visiting for the first time, do not feel that you have been left out, because we have a website that is easy to access and that is available 24/7, and that web address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on that website. If you have been listening on this, the Master's Call, and you feel that God is pushing and purging you to make a decision and move forward, then I invite you to join us here as an intercessor, as a speaker, as a greeter here on the Master's Call. If you want to work behind the scenes, if you just want to do something, then I invite you to send us an email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our mother eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you. Today is Friday, which means that immediately following our first segment of this call, we open the lines here for your prayer requests, your praise reports, and testimonies. So don't hang up. Stay on the line so that we can hear what you would have to say for us, so that we can be in agreement with you as we continue to pray and to move the kingdom forward. Immediately following this call every day, we gather at the morning motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook. We want to keep her in prayer as she is traveling to London, and we pray God's grace and mercy upon her. But that number for the MMC is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598#. And as you go to that call today, the dynamic Dr. Raphael Spiller, and I believe the dynamic Teresa Spiller, will be over there ministering to you again on today as well as Monday while Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook is away. Also, you want to keep in mind that every single day at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 90K and 90-Day conference goes live, and that number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926-358#. So you want to make sure that you go over there to see what this paradigm shift is with the 90K in 90 days. Also, put on your calendars, on your vision boards, on your refrigerator, January the 10th, the 11th, the 12th of 2014, the Empowerment Conference with the Kings of Artists will be heading to Houston, Texas. You do not want to miss this conference, so start positioning yourself and preparing yourself so that you could get there. Again, January 10th, 11th, 12th of 2014, and you will hear additional information about the Kings of Artists Empowerment event on the Morning Motivational Call. So at this time, without further ado, it is time to bring to the platform our speaker. He is no stranger to the Master's Call. I call him the Laviv King. He is Pastor John Glenn. He's the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church in Brooklyn, New York. He is on a mandate to teach believers to maintain an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is really sincere about true praise and true worship. His ministry is touching lives throughout the U.S. and the Caribbean. He is a devoted husband. He's a devoted and loving father. He is devoted to his artist business. I'm telling you, he is changing the world, definitely by letting people know how the Laviv and the artist product has definitely changed his life. So here this morning on the Master's Call, without further ado, it is an honor to present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's a pleasure and privilege to be here one more time this morning. In the house of the Lord, the sanctuary without walls, but it is indeed a sanctuary where we can meet and worship God in spirit and in truth. This morning I want to say greetings to Dr. PK and Dr. Witherspoon. I want to say to bring greetings to all the beautiful people, God's children. I greet the Holy Spirit. And I honor God that his word will go forward and accomplish that which is good. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to one and all. This is my final call before Thanksgiving because next week is Thanksgiving. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. But what is more interesting is that all of us, every one of us, we have a tendency as human beings to give. We love to give. The only challenges that we get ourselves in is some of us give up instead of give thanks. So I want to talk about giving thanks is better than giving up. Giving up is not an option. Today we read in the Bible, and I'll try and speak this morning. Pray for me not to preach, so I could behave myself. After I finish, sometimes I say, oh, my God, I go so far as the people maybe think I'm so crazy. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Jesus Christ. In the King James Version, it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want to bring our attention this morning that Paul was not teaching that we should thank God for everything that happened to us, but in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. Evil does not come from God. So we should not thank God for the evil. But when evil strikes, we can still be thankful for God's presence, for the good that he will accomplish through the distress, through the evil, hallelujah. So therefore, as we have been admonished so many times to be careful for nothing but in prayer, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And today I'm thanking God because I am not in the fire. When someone come to me and reject me, run out and say, look, it's too much money, or they reject it because they don't believe in what we have, or my dog line is not working, and so forth. And, you know, I just give up. But I thank God today. I always say, I thank God. This is not me in that situation. I thank God for the grace. I look at the positive at all times, the glass of water half full instead of half empty. Because let me tell you a story. It will take me 1 minute or two. A poor family lives in a shack on the outskirts of town. There was a great alarm in the city when the fire bells began to ring and the volunteer fire department made a mad dash to put out the flame. By the time the flame was finally extinguished, there was nothing left but a pile of charred rubble. The husband pulled his wife and children together and hugged them, and as they looked at the smoldering remains of the little shack, he said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. I hope somebody get it this morning. The son, hallelujah, was puzzled, and he says, Daddy, what are you happy about? Our house is gone. Our clothes are gone. Everything we have is gone. I cannot see anything to be happy about. The father looked at the son and said, all you can see in the pile is what we lost. But I look at that same pile of rubble and praise God that what could have been in the pile, it is not there, and that is us. Sometimes it's good to be able to see good that happens in every difficult situation. I want you to understand that we ought to give thanks instead of giving up, because some of us could have been in the fire. When we go to a funeral, we thank God for grace for being here, because I could have been in the box. Even last Sunday, I buried a young lady, 30 years old, died from cancer. By the time they get the drink, it was too late. She died a few hours later. However, I thank God that I was not in the box, but I am the one standing, and we are the ones standing because of grace. We should give thanks in every single thing that happened to us, no matter what it is. Oftentimes, we thank God for physical blessings, but we should also thank him for the unseen spiritual blessings of salvation, heavenly promises, and peace of mind. This spirit of thanksgiving this season that we always celebrate is supported in the scripture. Allow me to bring it to you. The verb to give thanks occurs 38 times in the Bible, in the New Testament. And the noun thanksgiving appears 15 times in the New Testament. The word of God makes it clear that it is very important to give thanks. Sometimes there is the thought of thanks for spiritual blessing. Thus we find when Jesus began the service of Holy Communion, he broke bread and he gave thanks, hallelujah. Paul gave thanks for spiritual blessing. For what blessing did he thank God in Romans chapter 7 and verse 25? Today I ask the question, what religious blessing do you have for which you should give thanks to God for? But we should also be thankful for blessing concerning the things of life. Jesus gave, Jesus thanked God before every meal. And when he healed 10 of the leprosy people, hallelujah, man, only one came back to give thanks. He expected people to be thankful for all good things, and every single thing is good. God is a good God regardless of the circumstances we get ourselves in the name of Jesus. I thank God this morning for his goodness and his mercy. When things are difficult, when things are hard, but actually this morning thinking about, wait a second, there is no life left in my honest business. Perhaps you were blaming the head office and the company headquarters. Some of you may be blaming the upline and tearing the upline apart with your friends and family. Some of you perhaps spend time blaming the customers because the staff is used to product and then they stop and they don't call you anymore. Some of you just blame people because they're just rechecking the price and they're working for free. Some of you just blame the situation, saying that I'm bad lucky, which is not in the Bible, but I'm bad lucky because every single thing is going bad in my father's business. I come to tell you this morning, in all that bad situation this morning, give it thanks because he's in the presence of the circumstances. He is there for us. I know. He will promise never to leave us nor forsake us. Let me say this morning, I thank God, I give him thanks. When the doctor told me I had cancer and I was about to die, and because I give him thanks in that situation, he was on my side, so he jumped in my spirit, hallelujah, because the steps of a good man is ordered by God and the opportunity that I got. In the name of Jesus, that this fine antioxidant, which actually restores the oxygen back into my blood cells again, because the juice cannot heal me. So I thank God because he gives me the miracle for my body to heal itself. But I thank God that I took it. Hallelujah. It was an opportunity because in spite of the cancer situation, I did not curse God and die. I praise him. Hallelujah. For that situation to turn it around. I remember when I kneeled down, hallelujah, and I hold the button in my hand. I said, God, I thank you for this situation. Use this situation for your honor and your glory. Hallelujah. He could have a shantan of a car. Use it so that others may see, hallelujah, there is hope. There is a beacon of hope. I thank God today, and all of us should be thanking God that we did not give up on our honest business. Because today, hallelujah, when we held on and we hold on, hallelujah, to Jesus, which is the author and finisher of our faith. Here God revealed to us, less than a week ago, he's telling us, we have the potential to make $90,000 in 90 days. Oh, what a blessing. God, I thank you, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, that I have the potential to go forward and do what it takes to put the substance into the hope of 90,000 and the substance is faith and the faith is works to do what I need to do. Oh, I need to get inspiration to find people with the same vision who wants to make 90,000. Oh, I thank God that, wait a second, if there are three people outside there in the world who has the same vision that all time to make $90,000, so all I have to do is go find them. And when I find them, they need to pray to God to get the same thing happen to them. Oh, praise God. The potential is there. So I thank God for the situation that when everyone believes and write off artists, I come to tell you today that artists is alive and well in the name of Jesus. Artists is powerful in the name of Jesus. Artists is not going anywhere. If anybody is going to give, it will be you giving up. But we ought to give thanks this morning. Paul spoke about some foolish people. The Bible calls John chapter 1, verse 21, that the foolish, hallelujah, people who among others, who among other things did not give God thanks, hallelujah. He himself, I'm going to bring it home now, he himself was ready to see God's hand in all sorts of happening. And he thanked God when he came to Rome as a prisoner and some Christians there met him. We thank God for the seen and the unseen. This morning, we want to thank him for the greens and butter beans. But we should also thank him for being able to sleep soundly last night. We thank him for turkey and dressing. I know your mind is on the turkey, but we should also thank him for dressing our souls with grace. We thank him for fried chicken and rice and a little gravy. But we should also thank him for spiritual gravy, the gravy of joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness and faith, meekness and temperance. We thank him for cars, houses and color TV. But we should also thank him for coloring our lives with faith and hope because they help us to see the world in a different light. Do you understand? Right now, there is a hope standing before many of us. We are hoping in the next 90 days to accomplish and earn $90,000. But in that hope, we must put the substance, because faith is the hope of substance, is the substance of things hoped for. And that hope is what we need to do to walk that road. And in order to walk it, nobody said it's going to be easy. It's going to be some work. But we have to thank God, hallelujah, for the faith and hope and grace. In essence, we should keep this admonition in mind in everything, giving thanks. This morning, I just want to say where I started. I want to say, thank you, Jesus. Could somebody spend one more minute right now and let us just praise the Lord? Could we just take a minute right now, 60 seconds, and say, glory, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I lift up your holy name. Lord, I glorify your name. Oh, God, thou art the lily of the valley. You are the bright and morning star. You are the fairest of 10,000. Oh, God, you are the, hallelujah, Holy One of Israel. You are the chief cornerstone. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last. God, you said in your word, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And for that, I thank you, because man came from the earth. You took dust and made man in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, because man is inclusive in your creation from the very beginning. Oh God, thank a lot of us say you made man in the sixth day. But I believe, hallelujah, from the beginning man was created. Oh God, hallelujah, I praise you this morning. I glorify you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this Thanksgiving, folks, just give thanks. Don't ever give up. You have to give thanks instead of giving up. Back to our, hallelujah, moderator, the minister who officiating today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God for you, Pastor John. Thank you so much for that message this morning. Giving up is not an option. Minister Robin, can you please come to the line right now and pray over this passionate word and over our prayer request at this time?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Yes, I can.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name, Lord. We thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that has come forward today, Lord, by your minister, by your servant, Father. Thank you, Lord, for pouring into him, Father, so that he can give to each one of us. Lord, we thank you for the people that are on this call, your children, Father. And you are the great physician, Lord. You are the one who sent your son who went about doing good and healing all of those who were oppressed with the devil, because we know God was with you. So, Lord, we thank you for Crystal. We thank you for her baby, Father. We thank you for Miss Ina and Miss Josie and for Bryce. We thank you for Peggy and Joni, Lord, because you have healed each one of them. You are their healer. You are their deliverer. You took infirmities away from them. You bore their sicknesses, Lord. We thank you, Father, just like the woman who had the issue of blood, Father. Crystal was healed in the mighty name of Jesus because of your stripes that you have accepted. Lord, you said in your word, you want us, you want your people to be in health and to prosper, even as their soul prospers. So, Father, because you came with healing, you sent your son Jesus with healing in his wings, Father, and you promised good health to your children. We thank you that they are whole. We thank you that a merry heart, Father, it does good. It's like medicine, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. We thank you for your peace that's been spoken over the Rivers family, Father, over Jason and his family, over Mark and his family, over me and my family, Dr. Vanessa and her family, Debbie Williams and her family, Janae and her family, and the Cool family. Father, you are the one who has given us your peace, Lord. And even though we think about our loved ones, we know they are with you. And it is your peace that comforts us and strengthens us. So we thank you, Lord, that your word has gone forward. Your word has healed us. Your word has delivered us. Your word is our strength. Your word is our joy. We thank you, Father, for all those that are traveling, Lord. You have sent your angels. We sent them forward. Your word will not return void unto you. And your angels are encamped around them, watching over Dr. PK, Platinum President Dorothy, China, all of those, Father, all of the Platinums that are traveling in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. He is the best teacher, and he is preparing the kings of artists for their conference that's coming up, Father. They have the mind of Christ, and they will do all things through you in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for filling that passionate word and our prayer request. Thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting us and seating us this morning. And to Pastor John, thank you so much for that profound message. And if you here would like to hear the replay, that number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Is the replay number for this call. And if you are on the line and you heard us talk about Artists International, then please get back with the person who referred you to this call and ask them to share with you what Artists International is truly about. And so as you are leaving from this call today, remember, never give up, and that giving up is not an option. Remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has created you to be, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Pastor John, will you come back to the line and give us our benediction? Immediately following that, I will come back and turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa, and we'll go into part two of our call, where we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. Pastor John, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, that your word will resonate in our hearts, that as we go forward today on the highways and byways, we ask that you protect us from accidents and incidents, dangers seen and unseen. Draw men closer to us, man and woman, which that is, that, oh God, as we help people and as we go out, oh God, Father, Lord, to accomplish that which is good, we give you thanks in every situation. Bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great and the new things that he's doing in our lives. We thank each and every single one of you for being here.
morning. At this time, it is an honor for me to bring to the line one of the women who said yes, which allows for this opportunity and this divine appointed hour to go forth every Monday through Friday for the last 3 years here on the Master's Call. She is our Mother Eagle, and I'm telling you, I love her dearly. So at this time, without further ado, I bring to each one of you none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for just being such an anointed host. And we appreciate Minister Kai for greeting God's people and man of God. I tell you, whenever you bring a word, you bring the conviction, but utmost, you always bring the presence of God on this line. And we are humbled and honored, Pastor John, that you make the time, and you have a horrifically busy schedule, and I always cover you in prayer, all of our speakers, because they take time to come and pour into our lives each and every time they're scheduled. And I thank God for you giving yourself today, letting the Lord speak so powerfully through you. But to our TMC family, good morning. You know, today is one of those historically sad but prophetically sound days. I don't know what rock you may have been living under if you didn't know that today is 50 years ago today. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, and so many prophetic symbols and symbolisms by that. And for many of us who are from the Texas area, and for people like me who lived in the Dallas area, and just the things in the memory nationally, we're covering the country today as they reflect back and see how far we've come, but how much further we need to go. We want to keep that covered in prayer, and definitely to cover our president, whether you voted for him or not. I always remind people through every administration, the word of God does not change. In 1 Timothy, we are commanded to pray for those kings and rulers over us, that have authority over us, and to submit to that authority. And so we as people of God definitely want to keep President Barack Obama lifted in prayer, as well as the Kennedy family and the American family today. And so now we're going to take time to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. And I do see Minister LaShawn on the board today. Are you going to be able to scribe for me today, ma'am?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Will you be able to scribe today?
Yes, I can, Dr. Vanessa.
Okay, thank you, dear. All righty. Well, we just praise God that we're asking you, as we always do on Friday, to hit *6, and you'll come into our queue where we can take your prayer request or your praise report. We know since the day that God gave us this assignment, Dr. PK and I, that one of the major mandates of this call was to be intercessors, to stand in the gap, to pray, to petition, to bombard heaven with your prayer requests as believers, as artists, international family. And so we consider it an honor every Friday that we take the time and ask for your prayer requests and to hear your praise reports of the faithfulness of God as he has, as he always hears, but answers our prayers. So we see that the queue is filling up, and so we're going to go on and begin our prayer requests and go from there. All righty, we're going to go first out to Tampa, Florida. Miss Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and PK Robin family. Love you. I just want to say, keep me in prayer. The devil's trying to attack my breathing this week. I said, but the devil is a liar, because you know I need my air to talk and praise the Lord. But I want to give my condolences to the Rattler family. J.B. Rattler, he went home to be with the Lord Wednesday. That was my ex-brother-in-law, so I just want to, you know, give condolences to the family and just tell them to hold on to Jesus.
Amen. Well, we will definitely be covering your breathing. We all need that. And and for you to continue to be that evangelist in the Rattler family. We have them covered. Thank you. It is such an honor to see this family from St. Louis. Had the ability to sit beside them at the Empowerment Conference in Atlanta. Many of you all have heard their testimony. They may not have physical eyes because they are naturally blind, but my God, do they see with eyes of faith. And I've been noticing the coverts on the calls in the morning, so I see you in our queue. I'm not sure if it's the Mr. or the Mrs., but good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. God bless.
Oh,
and I do appreciate being in your presence and in the midst of the TMC family. Bless God for you, for all of you. Yes, I'm just requesting prayer this morning for my husband and I, spiritual strength. You know, sometimes we get a little weak, and so we need the prayers of our, you know, believer's family to pray for us.
Yeah. Well, we were considered in an honor. I preached on you guys when I came back from Atlanta because I was so blessed with the countenance of God that shines from you and your husband, and how literally to be naturally blind, they are working this business sometimes harder and better than some of us who have natural eyes to see it. And truly, it's an honor to pray for you, to intercede. I already knew, but we will definitely come in concert, a corporate prayer for you. But I want you to be encouraged that you and your husband are such a source of inspiration to many of us. And I tell you, I fell in love with you all in Atlanta. They had them on the front row, and Dr. PK and I and Miss Jackie and just many of us were there assisting them and their lovely daughter, who is so attentive. She encouraged my heart because, you know, I'm on Miss Josie duty here. So just to see how she was so attentive to you all and just such a blessing with her sweet spirit. It was just an honor to meet your family. So thank you for coming in queue this morning. And TMC family, we want to definitely lift them up and pray for them spiritually, encourage them naturally. And we know our God is able. Amen?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Wow, let me keep going. Our queue is filling up. 8212 from Louisiana. 8212. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. This is Martha from Louisiana.
Good morning.
Calling to ask for prayer, you know.
Now we got three.
Spiritually, I'm drained and off faith, you know.
One of my folks, one of my girls on the moderator. Okay, I got her muted. I'm sorry, Miss Martha. Go on.
Yes, I'm just, you know, spiritually, I just need a refill, my faith, you know. I'm standing on the word and believing God can provide my every need.
We got your email, and definitely I have been praying about the finances and for God to provide and to give you that Jehovah Yuri, the Jehovah Jireh that he's promised. Amen?
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Anything else, my dear?
No, that God can open the doors for a job that I can provide. You know, right now it's really bad, you know, with the bills that's past due and running out of food for my family. So just, you know, favor.
So what city in Louisiana are you in?
Washington.
And that's near...
It's near Opelousas. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're part of that Opelousas team?
Yes, ma'am. Renee Bowers team.
Okay. So I know how to follow up on that. Okay, well, we will definitely add that to the prayer list, and it already was because I did immediately pray for you when I got your email, and we will continue to lift you up in prayer. And thank you, Miss Martha, for calling in. All right, 0771, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Deborah from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning. Fine, and you?
I am doing great. To God be the glory, alive and among the living. I'm doing great. I am calling and putting a prayer for, especially in this Thanksgiving season, for those families in need, keeping them in prayer this Thanksgiving season.
Amen.
God will provide for them.
Amen.
And continued prayer for myself and my daughter. God strength and peace for us as we're gathering for Thanksgiving.
Amen. That is so kind of you, because this is a season where it's a little harder than it's been in a lot of years past. So we definitely want to remember to pray for those in need and to pray for the hearts of God's people who have an abundance to share with others. Amen. Well, thank you so much. And Ms. Deborah, it's always so good to hear from you. And as we continue to pray for you and your daughter. All righty, we are headed to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, Ms. Brenda. How are you? I finally realized if I just think of Hot Springs, Arkansas, in my mind, you know, I need help. My memory charge needs a little bit more of an anchor. So I got an anchor now, and I think I'm going to be all right.
Amen.
Good morning, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, bless, bless, bless. Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa, and to my TMC family. I am so blessed and thankful to God for who he is all by himself. I have a praise report. My daughter went with me yesterday. I had a dentist appointment, and she said, Mom, I'm going to ride with you because where I go is in what we call a promenade, full of little shopping stores and what have you. And she said, I put applications online, but I'm going to show my face. I'm going and put in applications for the holiday season until she gets her certification as a massage therapist. So she went into the store. She ended up walking into Kohl's. Long story short, they had her on the spot. And I said, God, had her on the spot. I said, I've never seen anything like that. But, you know, the night before when we went to our prayer service, she ended up planting a seed. And I say, you see how God just honored that seed just like that. But also I have a prayer request. I talked to a friend in Texas, Sandra, and she lost her mother last year, and she's still grieving really heavily because they were so close. And her mother had gotten a loan against the home to get some work done, remodeling done, and had signed for insurance coverage, you know, in case anything happened. Well, they turned around and said, no, it was a disability insurance. So it's a legal matter that she asked us to pray for in that situation. So that's all I have, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you.
Your friend's name in Texas was Sharon?
It's Sandra.
Sandra, okay.
Uh-huh.
We definitely will be praying for that. You know, I hear about that kind of stuff something more than I care to admit, so we will definitely cover her in prayer, and God can change that situation. And congratulations to Miss Charity. Got her a temporary employment till we get that certification, so we just thank God for her. Miss Kai, you had unmuted yourself. Did you have a prayer request at this time?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have a friend of the family. Her name is Keisha, and her daughter, Naima, had to be rushed to the hospital 2 days ago, and they found out she had a brain tumor, and they ended up having to do emergency surgery on her Tuesday morning. So I just ask that you keep Keisha and Naima in prayer.
How old was Naima who had the surgery?
Naima is 6.
All righty, we will definitely, definitely keep them lifted up in prayer. Thank you so much. All right, let's clear the queue. Our queue is full. The other prayer requests, hit *6, and we will definitely get right to you. All right, going out to Ms. Jackie. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, my TMC family. I was going to sit this out this morning, but then I thought about how many people had sent text messages to me and been praying for me with that major storm that came through over the weekend. And I just want everybody to know that I was safely covered in God's arms. It didn't touch me at all. other than I got a little wet from head to toe, and I thank God for artists because as wet as I got and the way the temperatures changed around here, I didn't even get as much as a sniffle, so I thank God for that.
Amen.
And I also would like to give like a praise report. My daughter Latresa received employment. She started a new job on Wednesday, and it's in what she was looking to do, and she's very excited about it. The money is great. And so she's very happy, and I know you guys have been praying for her that, you know, things would happen for her, and the doors just opened, and it just fell in her lap. Mama didn't even apply for this. We don't know where it came from. We know where it came from.
Yeah, we know where it came from.
And also, she will be receiving her master's in about 2 weeks, so I'm praising God for that.
Amen.
And my prayer request is that you continue to cover my baby boy, Caleb, in prayer. He will be coming home for the holidays on Tuesday, so I pray for traveling mercies for him. And thank you so much, families, for the prayers and concerns. That all is well here in Indiana.
Amen. I immediately, when that storm hit, everybody started saying, I had three or four people, Jackie, I said, somebody reach out to her. So I'm so glad that everything was okay, and we definitely have got you down in prayer, and we've been praying for that area because that devastation has been horrendous. So thank you for that, and we've got Mr. Caleb covered in prayer. All right, Miss Sharon, good morning, good morning. Got your prayer request also. How are you today?
I am good. Good morning, everybody, my TMC family. I was just calling about that. My boss, his wife, texted me, and she wanted everyone to stand in agreement with her on Isaiah 58:8 for my boss who had brain surgery because of brain cancer. And also, I talked to another friend last night, and her son is in some trouble, but it looks like they may have a little breakthrough coming up in the case, and we're praying that whatever they found is enough to get him set free. So her name is Vivian.
All righty. We'll definitely jot all that down, and I was really praying for your boss. Well, I've been keeping up with your emails with that, so thank you for that report, and we will continue to cover everything in prayer, and we always appreciate seeing you on the call, and I know I'll see you, if nothing else, when we come in January, come your way. All righty. Thank you so much. I don't want to mess up your first name, so I'm just going to say 5077, Sister Polk, 5077.
Good morning, a TMC family.
Good morning. Now, tell me how to correctly say your first name.
Well, that's my sister's name. Her name is Unitha.
Unitha.
This is, I'm her sister, and I live in Alabama. I'm Minister Edith Byrd. And we're
good
here with Dorothy Wells Burney family. She deceased, and we're here for the funeral.
Oh, okay.
We're praying for the family. For us as we go through this challenge and opportunity. Also, I had a pastor who said that he couldn't afford the products, and he wanted him. I want to pray for him. He has some challenges, and I'm hoping I can get to him. He's in the Mobile area while I'm in this area.
Okay.
And all three families everywhere.
Amen. Well, we will definitely cover the family in this time of homegoing and celebration, and especially in this time of year. That makes it even a little bit more challenging. And I'm so glad you called in, and we will definitely keep you and your family and the pastor covered. One thing that I've learned from pastoring all these years, and we pray against, even though this is a time of Thanksgiving, many of y'all may or may not know the highest suicide rates are during this season through the end of the year, because for many of us who celebrate family and have a celebratory attitude about coming together, there are many who feel extreme loneliness and burdened. So we want to keep everyone covered and pray for the spirit of joy to drive out the spirit of heaviness. So thank you, woman of God, for calling in, and we've gotten those prayer requests. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, are there any more prayer requests? We definitely want to continue to lift up Godmother Dorothy Cook. She did make it safely over to the United Kingdom, to London, England, and just pray for that meeting, those meetings. She'll be there through Monday. That God be glorified as we're rebuilding our artist family in that area. We definitely want to keep covered. Platinum President Nicola Jackson, she is in Asia, in Malaysia. Spreading the good news of Artists International and keep them covered in prayer. We definitely want to continue to cover our brothers and sisters in the Philippines. I think many of you know that there are missionaries who are working frantically in relief organizations to get down there, but to just cover the people of the Philippines for the great loss that has gone on there, as well as in Jackie's area in the Midwest from those storms. So we have quite a bit to pray about, and we just know that our God is able, that we're going to continue to keep in prayer. The Kings of Artists Conference, we'll be talking some more about a fast. Yes, I know. I know y'all thinking of already Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner. We're going to get a fast in there somewhere to cover that conference. Also, the 90K in 90 days. See, these things are great, but they have to be covered in prayer, because just as much as we get excited about it, the enemy wants to keep us in a stage of poverty, struggle, and strapped down. So we have to pray for breakthroughs in the heavenlies, for favor as we go out and work our business. So I'm going to call one of our prayer warriors who will definitely and is anointed to lead us into corporate prayer as we, in one accord, pray about these spoken prayer requests. All right, Minister Lushaw, the floor is yours.
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning for yet another day that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the opportunity to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters as we petition prayer, Lord. We just thank you so much that you have given us the ability to not only to speak over ourselves, but to pray for others and to intercede on their behalf, Lord. We just thank you so much for Pastor John this morning, and we just ask you, Lord, that he be refilled and blessed in a mighty, mighty way, Lord. We just thank you so much for the word that he gave on your behalf, Father. We just thank you so much for the message that you had ring in our ears, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the TMC family, for those of that participate in the TMC in the past, current, and the future, Lord. We just thank you so much for giving us this chance yet again. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for saying yes and following your mandate, Lord, to enrich, to empower, and to enhance believers as they begin their day. And Lord, God, I ask that you watch over Joni as she continues to spread the good news of the gospel and what you have done for her, Lord, as well as others around her. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you touch her vocal cords, that you touch her lungs, that you touch the esophagus, that you just run your DNA through her, Lord, so she could continue to spread the word of you, Lord. We just ask right now that any breathing issues are eradicated and replaced with a better breathing system, Lord. We just thank you so much that the breath from her lungs will sing a praise to you, because not only will she be a testimony, but she will be able to continue to spread your word. We ask that you watch over the Rattler family, Lord, as JB went home to be with the Lord. Lord, we just ask that you watch over that family and all other families that lost a family member, a friend, a neighbor, or a coworker, Father. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you just touch them and bless them, reminding that joy comes in the morning. Let them know that there is no failure or their mistakes in your name, Lord. And we just thank you that that family will continue to be blessed. And we ask that you watch over Ms. Colbert as she requests for spiritual strength over her husband as well as herself, Lord. You have given them the blessing and a gift, Lord, that we may not understand, Lord, because we usually look at things in a natural eye, but you have given them a blessing that they have such an anointing over them and their family, Lord, that they have such a spiritual awakening and they are so close to you, Lord. And we just thank you that you're continuing to cover them, Lord. We thank you that you're continuing to keep them safe, oh God. We thank you that you have given them a daughter that loves and cares for them, Lord. And we just thank you for their artist business as they are testimonies and testament of what the products can and will do. And we ask that you watch over Martha out there in Louisiana. Watch over our sister, Lord. Give her a refill, God. Give her a refill so that she could continue to rejoice, Lord, that she could be energized in your word, Lord, that she could be filled, Lord, and that she will intercede because she sees the love and the life that you have given to her, Father. We have asked right now in the mighty name of Jesus that a floodgate will open with the blessing that she would not only be able to provide for herself, but she'll be able to help others, Lord. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the spiritual refill will be such a breakthrough that she will be able to do the things that you have destined her to be, Lord. We just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that jobs are going to be coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that she will have to pick which one would suit her better because it will be a godly vision that you will give her. And we just ask that you watch over Deborah back in New York, Lord. Continue to bless her family and watch over them, Lord, as they celebrate this Thanksgiving season, Lord. Bless her heart and continue to watch over her and comfort her if she goes through periods of missing her husband, Lord. We just ask that you just watch over that family and keep them strong and keep them anointed and blessed, Lord. We just ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, as she prays for others, we continue to pray for her. We ask that you please keep her daughter in strength and close to you, Lord, that she continues to be that woman of God that you planned her to be, Lord, that she continues to walk by faith and not by sight, and that she continues to honor her mother in all the things that she has her to do. And we ask that you watch over Brenda, and we are so thankful for the blessings that you have given her and her family. We thank you right now that Charity was hired on the spot when she went to Kohl's, Lord. That wasn't by accident. That was your doing, Lord. That was something that you had preordained for her to do, and that's why you ordered her steps to go with her mother when they had that errand. That is the reason why you had her dressed for success the way she did, and that is the reason why you gave her the words to say so that Hyman manager would pick her up and put her on the schedule immediately. So we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Father, because she will get her massage therapy license, and she will continue to be a blessed anointing to others, Lord. And we ask that you watch over Sandra as she still grieves over her mother's loss. We know that a mother's love is forever, Lord, and we know that right now, because you have given her the strength and the blessing of love, that she'll be able to go forth, and she'll be able to do all the things through Christ Jesus, Lord. We ask that you watch over the home of the mother. The enemy cannot have that home, so enemy, we speak right now. You unleash that home. It does not belong to you. And enemy, anything that you do to God's children, you must vacate because you are trespassing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to flee. So we speak that that home will be released, and not only will it be released, that there will be a sevenfold blessing that will come with that in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you watch over little Naima right now as she was rushed to surgery because she had a brain tumor. We know that brain tumor is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, because through Jesus' stripes, Naomi is healed. We know that Keisha is healed. We know that anybody that is going through any kind of condition, any kind of adversity, must bow down to the name of Jesus, and they are healed. And we ask that you watch over Jackie in Indiana. We thank you so much for her Jesus joy, Lord. We thank you so much for her union of family, oh God. We thank you so much for her being steadfast and immovable, and no matter what the circumstances look like, she is always on her knees praying and giving you thanks, Father, just thanking you for another day, thanking you for her family, thanking you for the blessings that you have given her as she goes through these different seasons, Lord. Continue to protect her. Continue to let her know that you are right by her side. Continue to let her know that she has a TMC family that loves her that's on the other side. And let her know she has a church and a natural family right in front and behind her, Lord, because you said, Lord, you are guiding her and you have her circled in your love. And we just thank you for protecting her and keeping your loving arms around her, God, during the storm. And we know that you had the blood over her head, and we just thank you so much for that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that Latricia was blessed with a job that you put in for her. We know that you were the reason why she got hired for that job. Some other people may not understand, but we know, God, that you are the ultimate hiring director. You are the ultimate lawyer. You are the ultimate physician, because you said you are what you are, God. And we just thank you. And we just ask that you give traveling mercies for Caleb and any other student that's coming home or going to during this holiday season. We ask that you bless drivers, Lord. We ask that you bless the pedestrians, oh God. We ask that you watch and bless over the highways and byways as people are traveling, God, and keep them safe. And Lord, watch over Sharon's boss as he has had to get surgery due to cancer, Lord. Again, cancer is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So we trust and know already, Lord, that you touched the physician's hand, that you let them remember everything that they had in medical school, that you let them remember that you are the ultimate healer and they are working on your behalf in the name of Jesus. And continue to watch over Vivian as her son is going through a legal matter right now. We know that you are going to be the judge and the jury in this trial, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that he's going to have the opportunity to have another chance, God. And then while we're talking about people going through legal matters, Father, please watch over those who may be incarcerated right now in the name of Jesus during this Thanksgiving season. Let them know that there's still something they could be thankful for. Let their families know that there's still something that they could be thankful for. Right now, it may not be an ideal situation, but we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that although they may be incarcerated, although they might be in a treatment program, although they may be away from their family right now, when they come from this, they're going to be white as snow because you are going to bless them, Father. So we thank you for the testimonies that are going to come through this. We thank you for the ministers in the marketplace that's talking to your children right now that think that you forgot about them. God, we know you have never forgot about any of us. So whether we are shackled by the jails or we're shackled by our own actions, we just ask you that you release that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, continue to watch over Godmother Dorothy Cook as she is going through the UK, and Nicola Jackson as she's in Malaysia, Lord. Watch over them as they minister the Word of Artists International and show people what they can do if they just give God a chance. And Lord, we thank you for the Dorothy Wells family as they continue to celebrate the homecoming of Miss Dorothy. Lord, we ask that you touch them and let them know that that is a life to be celebrated, especially since she is in the arms of you right now. And God, watch over the pastor out there in Mobile, Alabama, that's not only in need of artist products, but in need of a financial breakthrough, in need of some Jesus joy, because we know as ministers in the marketplace, whether we're a pastor, a reverend, an evangelist, or someone in the pews that's talking your word, we need a refill, God. We need someone to pray over us, oh Lord. And God, I just thank you so much because we know that that pastor prays over people, and he continues to intercede, and he continues to do your work, oh God. So we just ask that you fill him up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to keep the men of artists in prayer and the 90K in 90 days in prayer, Lord. You gave this idea to those who are working with it right now. You birthed that, Lord. So as they have become impregnated with your idea and gave birth to it, we ask that the enemy does not go near it and that you continue to protect it. And you continue to watch over those who are now part of the 90K in 90 days. Bless them with increased territories, oh God. Bless them with the words to say, oh Father, and continue to let artist products work for those, God, because we know that you anointed that company and that you have poured the blood of the Lamb over it, and because of that, they are blessed. And because of that, anyone part of Artist International will be blessed, and we speak that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Watch over our children going to the schools. Keep our schools and our streets safe, oh God. Keep the enemy away from our children, oh God. Take the guns away from our
our children's hands, Father, and continue to bless them instead with love, Lord, to bless them with fellowship, to bless them with the understanding that life is precious, God, and that everyone has an opportunity to do something great. Release the greatness in them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we end this prayer, we just thank you, God. We just thank you, Father. We just ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to watch over us even after we hang up this phone. It is in Jesus' precious and matchless name that we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you, and we seal every prayer, every petition in the blood of Jesus, knowing that in the name of Jesus, our prayers are heard and answered. And even for those unspoken prayer requests, we continue to cover them in prayer. We're excited. We know that Dr. Raphael Spiller is probably tearing it up on that MMC call. We're going to head many of us over, and we cover that call in prayer in Godmother's absence. We praise God for Dr. Spiller stepping up today and Monday. So we cover that call in prayer, and we're going to go on and seal our time together, thanking each and every one of you for hanging on the phone line all this time and just being a part of what God has called the TMC family to do and be. And we're going to encourage you to cover Pastor Lucille, as she will be coming to us on Monday to bring us a word from the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for this call today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for clearly establishing your purpose for our lives and our TMC family and our artist family. Now, as we leave this call, going out over this weekend, order our steps, Father. Download the strategies from heaven. Thank you for the favor, the favor, the favor that flows on our lives. We thank you for answered prayer to every petition that has been placed before you. We thank you for the blood hedge of protection that surrounds us and the door post of our heart that the blood of Jesus has been applied. So we seal this time together, glorifying, praising, celebrating your name. Until we come together again, we give you and you alone, Daddy God, all the glory, all the honor, and absolutely you deserve all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Much love to you, TNC family. As my co-founder would always say, go out and have, Dr. PK says, have a super fantastic weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on the call Monday with Pastor Lucille Scott. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Bye-bye.